And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, well, this is an interesting morning and a way to start Let's Talk Hookup. So I'm starting by saying good morning what is it now? Almost 30 years of me getting to do the show. I can't remember ever starting Let's Talk Hookup without our hookup. But a little interesting morning this morning. We're not able to link the equipment with the fan. So this morning is all going to be about the stream and YouTube and Facebook Live. Unfortunately, no luck hooking up with Kyle or any of the boys from the fam. But we're going to have a good time. And this first hour is going to be a little bit of an interesting one because the inside baseball of Let's Talk Hookup. The fan is who runs the breaks and the commercials for the first hour. And so that's just not going to be a thing. So in a very fun way, you're just going to hang out with Corey and myself for the first hour. And we picked a perfect day to have an issue with no fan and no brakes because we got a couple of really good buds in the studio and a whole lot going on. It's going to be very easy to talk for at least the first hour hanging out and having some fun.
I agree with you, Rick, and having the texting option. If you're on the app, well, you'll have to be on the app at this point if it's not YouTube or Facebook Live. But you'll have the text-to-show option. You can send messages and do that, and having Johnny from Dana Landing on Mission Bay and Dustin from Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle and we'll definitely have a good time with the text to show too.
Yeah, we're stoked to have you boys. Good morning and thanks for joining us, Dustin. Your first time coming in on the show with us. You'll want to sneak right up
to the mic. First time on the show.
Well, it's great to have you, buddy, and gonna be a fun one. And Johnny, old hat, been doing this with us a long time, and this is always my. You know, you guys come on several times throughout the year. This one's always my favorite because it's the pre-big party getting ready to go down at Dana Landing. The summer kickoff sale is right around the corner.
Right. Well, next Saturday. So, yeah.
Week
from today, it's on. We're just putting everything in motion right now. It's always scary going into these things. You just hope people are going to show up.
Well, I don't think there's any worry. At least I'm confident you don't need to worry. You guys do a great job of getting the word out. But more than that, this is am I wrong in saying this is the biggest sale of the year for Dana Landing?
Definitely.
You guys throw down.
Yeah, we throw down. We're trying to move all the inventory and also give a really good deal on stuff that's going to help people get the season started.
What a fun timing this year's event is. You know, it's always the summer kickoff, and the idea, I'm sure, of this with you and Steve and Bubba and everybody, all the team, you know, this is like, okay, the fishing, you know, when you start thinking about your event a year in advance, you know, the fishing will hopefully be starting to show some signs of life and maybe get going and we'll get things kickstarted. This year, you get to have what really is a blowout sale in what is already a successful season. People are fired up and going fishing. Like, this isn't a get your gear before. It's like, hey, I've already been on two trips. I need more fluorocarbon. I really need an extra 25-pound reel. And you get to do that. Like, it's just rare that a sale opportunity at this level happens during the season.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, for us, it's like one of those things where you don't want a rain out. And when you get to May, it's comfortable out.
Yeah.
The chances of having a rainy weekend are minimal, although we just held a big event on Tuesday for Iowa's national sales meeting, and of course it rained.
It sure did.
I mean, I think, you know, we're kind of rolling into summer right now. There's fish biting at La Jolla and tuna are biting. I mean, for anyone who wants to go, it seems like a can't miss on the tuna right now. So,
and there's some bigger fish in the mix too, huh?
Wild what's happening right now. Yeah. And you know, one of the things, much like Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, Dana Landing caters to all. I mean, certainly very much caters to sport boat guys and long range guys and all those things. But an even higher emphasis on those with a private boat, being at ground zero and the best launch ramp there is at Dana Landing. And the reason that I say that is, with as good as the sport boat fishing already is this year, and it's great, it almost pales in comparison to how great it is on a private boat this year for bluefin, because it's a very private boat catchable fish. You know, and what I mean by that is, in years past, when it's all nighttime sonar bluefin that are 100 miles away, it's just not easy to pull off in your private boat. But you can go in your boat right now and drive 30, 40 miles and drag some swimming trolling lures around, clicker goes off, bait stop, 20-pounders to 200-pounders. It's all in the mix. It's so available for the private boat this year.
Yeah, that's what's really cool, is that you don't really need the sonar. It's not dependent on, like, you know, getting that perfect approach on a spot of foamers, you know, before it goes down. If you have
two expert casters, you can cast a mile and kill a 100-pounder with a 9-foot rod.
And you got one chance. Exactly. You know, no, it's, I mean, there has, I guess, in the last week been some foamer stuff in the evenings for people who like to do that. But like Rick was saying, you just, you know, pull some wigglers, you know, some wiggling lures, maybe a spreader bar, some cedar plugs and jig strike bait fish.
Still fun.
It's awesome. You just gotta be careful, because you don't know what you're gonna hook. You don't know if you're gonna have a 25 pounder or fly line out of bait on 30 and hook a 90 pounder, and you're in for the long haul.
Dustin, tell us a little bit about what's going on at Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle in terms of all of this rad fishing that's happening right now. I mean, there's, you know, we had Bruce Smith on, you know, last week, so we talked a little bit how good the freshwater fishing has been. We got the saltwater fishing, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is a cool mix of both of those things, right?
100%, yes. It has a lot of the freshwater, a lot of the saltwater there. Mainly catering to the bay guys / freshwater is what that store is really about. But it's been a blast. It's been good times and plenty of bait, and it's been really fun out there.
That's great. All of the shops in the Dana, ECVT, Lemon Grove, you know, they always all do such a good job on being, like, very well set up on what the things and techniques are that are new and popular.
Staying in the loop.
Yeah, and I think that just gives the shops and your customers of the shop such a leg up. You know, every technique that's new that the fish haven't seen, it seems like you guys are just always so on, and that's, there's a wave that seems to happen when something's new, you know, however long it lasts, a couple weeks or a couple years, it's a big deal, and all of the shops are always on top of those things. Has there been anything that, you know, in your mind has been part of that fun, whether it's on the freshwater side or saltwater side, new that maybe not everybody has been, you know, I mean, it's that's like a not a fair question to put somebody on the spot for. Like, what's brand new that people haven't seen that you're
right? No, those urchin baits are unbelievable right now. It's
we were talking about that.
Some I've never
week.
Seen in the fishing industry that's starting to get more and more popular with the pros using it to now guys that are just starting out catching their personal best on it. So. It's very interesting to see this bait come around.
But it's such a crazy looking
lure. Oh, it's wild, 100%.
And we talked about it last week. It's not too difficult to describe. It's just, it looks like a kid's toy.
Yeah.
With like a circular sphere of like a bouncy ball
with tentacles on it.
The size of a dime, right?
Right, 100%. Yeah,
like that with like 2 to 3 inch urchin spines coming off of it.
Right. No, something that you would never think the freshwater fish would enjoy, but it's been a bait that's been working very well.
It just draws their curiosity, and it's something they can't handle. Now, Bruce Smith had talked about, like, the forward-facing sonar being the key ingredient.
Right. No, the key for sure. You get to see what the fish are doing, how they interact with it, and it's the drawing power on that bait is just unbelievable. The fish will come a distance to check it out.
You guys actually have them in the shop, like, as we speak?
We have a couple left. They right when we get them in, they leave just as quick, so it's it's very, very interesting.
That's so cool.
I crazy.
It's such a fun thing.
Right, very fun.
And has anybody crossed over to try to fish that bait in saltwater? You know, you talked about you got a lot of bay guys, and you really cater to a lot of those guys.
Right, one or two guys are starting to venture with it have fun and starting to catch the spotties. And with that season picking up, they're starting to use it out there. So it's something to, I think, will flood out here as well.
Mikey brought some down last. No, it might have been 2 weeks ago. He brought a few down and just set them on our counter at Dana, and they were gone right away.
Okay. And Mikey manages East County Bait.
East County, yeah. And he's just like, here. And I'm like, come on, dude. And
yeah.
He's like, you know, well, the funny thing is we had them a couple of years ago at Picacho's, but we didn't know, you know, Wyatt Bingham, like, bought them. And I'm like, dude, what do you do with that thing? And he's like, I don't know. And he tried fishing it, but we didn't really know. We had no idea how to fish with it or anything, but evidently they work really, really good.
They like it.
It's such a bizarre thing. I mean, leave it to the Japanese to create something.
Right, and I was told it's been out for a long time now. It's not something that's new to the Japanese there, so.
I love it. That's so cool to me.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, how about on the bay side of things at Dana, Johnny? Has there been anything, you know, I mean, that seems to be like a fishery that hadn't changed in 20 years, you know, the biggest change was Corey making good, you know, paddle tail swim baits. Like the first 20 years, you fished a 3-inch or a 5-inch grub with a lead head, and then Corey started making slugs and swim baits, and that was it. But then it seems like, you know, as time changed, people start using all kinds of different techniques in the bay, catching spotties and freshwater crossover baits and things like that. What's new and exciting in the world of bay fishing these days?
Right now, not super new, but just, you know, micro small pitch or slow pitch stuff, like, you know, 7 to 20 gram slow pitch jigs, like basically like mini flat falls, I guess. I haven't done it myself. I'll be honest with you. I have not fished it myself, but we sell a ton of them.
Yeah.
And I think they do really well, like pitching pilings and stuff, so letting it sink down along around pilings and everything,
vertical style jig.
Yeah,
It is. But like Kevin Nakata had kind of introduced was getting that jig at the right fall, Johnny. They could put it at the edge of the dock, and it actually, you imagine like the flying lure.
Yeah, it goes back underneath. Yeah,
if you keep the light. The
just
line,
the right amount of tension.
Just the right amount of tension. Yeah, right. You get the belly of it to grab the water, yeah. Right?
Well, they really like to use spinning reels, too, so it's, like, freely flowing off.
Very much control your drop.
Yeah, we're, like, kind of uncontrolled almost. Like, you can let it fall without any tension, you know. So the guys, you know, I've found, like, some ultralight, slow-pitch rods and stuff that to match up for these guys. The other thing is like kind of like that BSF style, like the really light. A lot of the kids are fishing tiny stuff, you know, 5-pound braid.
Now, what is BFS for somebody that's not familiar?
Like,
what is that?
It's like the super lightweight wiffled spools on bait casting reels, and just a lot of the kids are really into it. They're super lightweight setups.
It's a conventional
conventional bass tackle. That's like something that you would look at and would assume like, okay, well, that's something you'd fish a 30 to 50 pound braid on, but the reel is built for ultra, ultra light.
Yeah, they have a 16th ounce. Yeah, really light spool. These guys are using 2-inch bass tricks and stuff, 16th ounce, you know, lead heads. And it does have its place. Like, these guys are shore fishing a lot, and if you target low tide,
sure,
where you can kind of walk out in the mud a little bit and get to where the drop-offs are, you could fish a really light presentation over the grass, mm-hmm, without it, you know, diving straight in there.
Somewhere a traditional, if you were fishing off the bank with a quarter ounce lead head and a 3-inch lead bait, you'd just instantly be in the weeds.
Instantly be in the weeds.
And that's where we're very fortunate. I mean, yeah. I talk about it all the time. Like, we have Mission Bay, San Diego Bay. Mission Bay, more importantly, being so accessible from everywhere, inch of shoreline.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Like, literally. And it's one of the most dynamic bays that we have in Southern California. Yeah. If you go to, I mean, those guys that fish Newport Bay and Los Alamitos and like all those harbors, Huntington Harbor, they would die for a 10 by 10 foot stretch of eelgrass.
Right.
There aren't any. Like, that's, they're very few and far between. Mission Bay is loaded. Like,
well, those guys come down to Mission Bay all the time.
Yeah.
You know, rent boats from us and, or just come down to shore fish.
Right.
You know,
and so, I mean, the rail boat deal is like the best thing going in town, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you can drive down, get a rental boat for half day, full day, and just enjoy the bay the entire day.
I would say about the coolest and single most affordable way of doing your own thing and spending a full day in a fishery that often will provide you a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And not only spotted bay bass, but shortfin
halibut.
There are a tremendous amount of nice halibut in Mission Bay. Not just little pancake, but the amount of fish that are in the teens, like 12 to 22 pounds, are legitimate.
Yep. Especially if guys want to, you know, if guys want to commit to fishing live bait, then you're going to get some better halibut. But it depends on the bait. Like, if you got trout-sized sardines, it's a struggle.
Not the most friendly. So,
but people definitely follow, they know what's at the receiver. So, like, when the receiver gets anchovies, like, the skiffs are gone all week. You know, we rent out pretty much every boat on the weekends. During the week, you do decent business. But when there's anchovy at the bait barge, then every boat will go, and the guys know. Because that's definitely get a lot of short halibut.
But there's a lot of legals in that bay too.
But you're gonna get a lot of action. You're gonna get some corvina and some, you know, if you're drifting the bay with anchovy.
The cool thing about the bay is the majority of it is like 12 to 18 feet roughly. I mean, like 10 to 15.
10 to 15. And 20. Yeah.
And all those freshwater techniques, like Dustin, like
100%,
like the spinnerbait fishing, the crankbait fishing,
the jerkbait, the 3-inch paddle tail,
A rigs.
Yes, it all cut like it, yeah. If you ever wanted to tune in your A rig fishing,
right,
and actually get bites, that would be the place.
You have a core group of regulars that fish those blue skiffs, and it always cracks me up that, you know, I'll know two things. I'll know that the bait is right, and I'll know that the halibut bite is on, because when we're coming home from a day of fishing or La Jolla or whatever it might be, and, you know, we keep our boat in Dana Landing, wouldn't keep it anywhere else, love it, you'll see all of the blue skiff, or maybe not, you know, like a group of skiffs, like all on the anchor, all in like their favorite position below the bridge or below some good halibut structure, all fishing bait, watching guys catch them, like, you know. And a normal day, the boats are always rented. It's the best deal in town. They're never there, but they're always spread out doing all kinds of different things. And when the halibut is on, you'll see like four or five clustered in this little anchorage, that, you know, three or four over in this one, and all of them are steady.
Yeah. I know one of our boats, I think it was 2 months ago, they had two big black sea bass.
In the bay.
I think they were right over in front of Covera, in front of the Hyatt. Yeah, I mean, in the same boat, same day, got two, you know, close to 100 pounders.
Come on.
That's crazy.
I'm talking about big ones.
And, no way. And that's not something you want to promote and you want to, but it's something that was accidentally caught and safely released.
Yeah. Promote that all you want. Go out there and catch another 100 pounder. Like, I think it's fair to say the 100 pounders aren't necessarily biting today. I think that's so cool. How fun. Well, that's awesome. And like I said, we talk about this gifts a bunch. It's a very popular thing, but you guys have, if I remember right, you have like a reservation system for
we do now.
Us the rundown if somebody did want to do that. Cause it is, it's the best deal in town to have your own boat, to catch your own fish.
The easiest way to do it is just go online. All our reservations are done online at danalanding.com, and you just find the link for boat rentals. We only do full day rentals by reservation, so you can't reserve for half a day. We don't reserve all the boats,
that's cool.
So we always leave two skiffs available for walk up, and we also have two pontoons now.
Oh, cool!
Casting couch, as we call them.
Casting couch.
Those ones are walk up only as well.
That's
great. Every boat has a bait tank.
Including the pontoons?
Including the pontoons.
How fun!
Yeah, yeah. So, it's just an easy way to get out on the water.
Johnny, what does a full day blue skiff rental cost? I mean, I'm just...
It's $90, and then there's a $20 for the bait tank.
Yeah, and the reason I bring that up, because it is so darn affordable. Yeah, like, you literally... You pull up in your vehicle, you and your buddy, or you and your grandchild, or son or daughter, for $90, you're on the water all day long.
Yeah.
What time do you require them to come back in?
Right now, like 6:30.
6:30.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we open at 6 in the morning. And
over 12, you have 12 hours on the water. Yeah. I mean, you're literally, by the time you untie your boat, you could be casting.
Yeah.
Just with that said, it would be a crime not to roll back in for lunch, though, and get a little deli sandwich at Dana Landing.
What's your favorite?
I'm a Skipper Italiano man myself.
Yeah, I'd go for that. Hey, the Alexis, I think.
Alexis is a good one.
Yeah.
Skipper's a good one. They're all good sandwiches. Yeah.
Here's what ruins me. I usually haven't eaten by the time I'm in there loading them up, like at 9 or 10 in the morning. You know, I'm putting baits in the thing. All I smell is the bacon and the sandwiches cooking. Johnny probably gets tired of it, but man,
you don't get tired of that bacon smell.
It wrecks me for sure.
Yep.
I can confirm that, like, you know, we keep our boat at Dana Landing. We love it there, and like, that's the best part about whether you're launching in Mission Bay, the boat's there, whatever it is. It's breakfast sandwich and a deli sandwich on the breakfast sandwich on the way out after loading bait. No, you got killer lunch, but then also access to the best of fishing tackle. You got Johnny and the whole crew there. Everybody knows everything. I mean, it is the most private boat perfect, you know, in addition to sport boat and long range and yachts and everything else, but it is the most private boat perfect spot that exists.
It is. And you know, when you see the construction crew guy in there getting his sandwich for lunch, or the SeaWorld, I see SeaWorld employees over there too.
A lot of SeaWorld people.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
What? Trigger Tuesday?
Tri-tip Tuesday.
Tri-tip.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday is smoked tri-tip. We've been doing that for probably 4 years now, 4 or 5 years.
Quite a while.
So, yeah, smoke up a pack of tri-tips on Tuesday morning, and it's ready for lunch. Those go fast.
We should probably mention at this part in the show, Rick, if anybody wants to text the show, please do so. We're not on the fan this morning, as we typically would be if you're tuning in.
We might be. Are we? Might be back there now. We're gonna give it a shot in just a quick sec. But yeah, I would say phone call and text so we can get rolling here.
We can.
Yeah.
We got the calls going. Okay.
This is like through texting with Pete, who's kicking serious butt, and George and Montana, and everybody working behind the scenes. But yeah, I think we're back up and rolling on the fan, business as usual. And yeah, give us a rundown, and if somebody wants to call the show, text the show, for sure. Text all good, yeah. So maybe we'll be text heavy, but I think we're back up and rolling here.
Well, the texting is done through the app and only through the app. It says right there, text the show, and you definitely want to leave your name and telephone number. And if you want to give us a call, please do so. You can try that right now. You can get a hold of the fan at 833-288-0973. It's the way to call into the show. You can try calling right now. And we're going to give away a gift card to Dana Landing. And if John, if you want to elaborate a little bit more.
We're doing a $100 gift card for Dana, and actually I'll do two of them, $200 gift cards. So you could, but they work at any location.
So they can utilize it at Dustin's shop at Lemon Grove.
County Bait and Tackle with Mikey down there,
yep.
Which is super cool. I mean, Lemon Grove, iconic shop for a couple decades, was the Fishing Musicians
Barnacle
Bills.
Barnacle Bills, yes, for a very long time, and he did a great job running that place, and it's cool to have that shop up and running again. And
it is, it, man, and
not
Steve,
change.
Right. Well, it did. I think it changed. I mean, Steve took it over. Dustin's running the shop and has it like top notch and going full speed. We do have calls coming in, by the way. So give us a call, 833-288-0973. Johnny, thank you for giving away two gift cards.
Awesome.
Two $100 gift cards to a lucky caller or texter. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup, not only on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureandcamping.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Talking Dana Landing. Now, the one thing that we just touched on a little bit, and I want to get a chance to get to go over while we're waiting to get hooked back up with the commercial spots going. Summer kickoff sale, again, it's next Saturday. Give us the rundown. What are the hours? What are the times? How do we participate? And then I just want to at least knock a few of them off. There's some really, really serious deals that you're going to be giving to all of us in the world out there.
Okay, so it's a real simple, short, sweet. We're going to get started 8 a.m., although, you know, we'll probably be going a little bit earlier than that, and we're just going to go to 1 o'clock. I've got pretty much every local and, you know, big vendor will have a booth there. We're not doing seminars because I figure you've got, like, you know, you got Corey at the MC Swim Baits booth. You got Afrin at the War Baits booth. You got, you know, every pro from, you know, every pro from every brand will be in the booths for people to talk to directly.
John, if I can speak on it, like, it started as, like, two booths. It's, and then it went to 10, and now it's close to 20.
Yeah, it's every major saltwater person that's right for what we do.
And it's a cool, a cool hangout. Like, you're hanging and just getting to talk fishing and talk shop and, and you're getting killer deals on top of it all. Are you kidding me?
Killer deals.
Buy two, get one free on a lot of things.
Pretty much every lure in the store is buy two, get one free.
How about those little micro jigs you're
micro
talking
jigs, buy two, get one free.
Come on.
Yep. Corey, MC Swim Baits, buy two, get one free.
And, I mean, it honestly, outside of Fisherman's Landing sale and your sale, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's, those are the times to get it. And
the only thing that's different on that is Nomad Mad Max, which have been working pretty good for the Bluefin this year, those are buy one, get one.
What?
Come on.
Yeah, that's a BOGO. So, yeah, there's buy one, get one on the Nomad Mad Max.
Again, let's talk about that. The season is here. Like, there has been great bluefin fishing to be had on Mad Max right now. That's a lure that you guys could sell at full price for what clearly is the rest of the season, but hooking everybody up. Buy one, get one free. I love it.
Buy one, get one. Fluorocarbon. Pretty important for every kind of fishing we do. Buy
you
two,
like the single most?
Yeah, yeah. Buy two, get one. Hooks, buy two, get one. When you get to the higher end items like reels, we got all reels, 10% off, free fill up with Spectra, solid Spectra. I'm not doing free hollow Spectra, but and then all rods are going to be 15% off. There will be some other there's some other lower price points in there. Shimano Tranks 300As and 400As, which is the older version. We're going $229 for the 300 and $269 for the 400.
Come on.
John, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. And those are,
I love it.
Those are $300, $369 normally for those two. So got a little bit of leftover stock in those, so we're going to blow
awesome.
And you said the older model, like, for crying out loud, like, those are the ones I have. Like,
And some people, sometimes people like the older ones better than the ones that replace them. So.
And so, I mean, the newer ones have the single frame, right?
Yeah.
The single-bodied frame.
Yeah.
And the older one, I mean, it's the one that was available last year, last year.
No, it's a perfectly...
100%.
Fine, great reel,
Beyond
For a ridiculous price.
And then probably the biggest deal I'm doing, if people are interested in getting into like a higher-end spinning combo, I've got Shimano Twin Power 10,000s. You buy the reel, you get a free Therese rod. I've got,
come on.
Like, yeah, I've got like, I think I have three rods to choose from on that.
Yeah, but not only three rods, but three different rods?
Three different rods.
Okay.
Like three different
models.
So you could go like kind of a medium or medium heavy to a heavy.
Dude,
if
I
you're
hope...
a guy that wants to cast poppers, or if you're a guy that wants to use it as a live bait outfit, or you want to use it as a big fish outfit.
Yep.
I love it.
So
I hope you're loaded on those Tranks, the 300 and 400s, because you have enough for me to get a couple of them.
There's some left. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a crazy deal.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Dude,
the thing that's so fun about that is, you know, there have been like buy a reel and get a free rod deals in the past, but it's always with, or it's often maybe with a lesser desirable reel and a rod that maybe isn't up to the level of something. This is a killer deal on what is arguably one of the nicest spinning reels available. I think Twin Power is the single best bang for your buck on a high-end spinning reel. You're getting what is very close to stellar performance at what is half the cost.
Yep.
And then instead of getting a, you know, well, technically, yeah, you're getting a free rod. No, that's not what you guys are doing. You're talking a multi-hundred-dollar Therese rod that comes with it for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like,
so cool.
Yeah, it's an over $300 rod. Yeah.
That's
pretty
so
crazy.
Rad,
yeah.
And it's a good matchup, you know, it's a good matchup for it. It's a usable, like if you were outfitting yacht, they would say, oh yeah, give me, you know, four of these Therese's to match with that. So
that's so cool, man. Yeah. I dig it. And you know, and Corey, like you said, that not only are the baits going to be there and be available and be at a right cost, but you'll be there to help somebody along lines, whether you're taking advantage of that great fishing in Mission Bay, or you're fishing the CCA bass tournament, you know, like the one that's going on today, or if you're going to Cedros, you can help a guy hand pick out and, you know, and get ready for a fish.
Absolutely. Not only that, but deals. I mean, like, I'm going to bring, I have an assortment of stuff I have already set aside. 7-inch slugs or flukes, which have been like a deal. I'll bring like a half a dozen colors of those. And it's not only the buy two, get one free. Like, I'm always adding stuff on top of that,
yeah,
right?
It's always
I hate to say it, right?
Corey helped himself.
I'm always giving something.
Yep.
And those, and I might have some 7-inch weedless I'm bringing. There's 5-inch weedless. Like, I just have an assortment of stuff that I can bring. Some drop shot baits, which are good in a multitude of different directions. Mm-hmm. From scrounder head to drop shotting, darter heading. It's a fluke style 5-inch bait, but I've got an assortment of stuff, and buy two, get one free. Are you kidding
me? The invaluable thing is just the FaceTime with, you know, a Corey.
It's fun, man.
You know, but to be able to like talk to him and get a little bit better information, you know, like how to rig a bait. Like, you know, you might go into the store, you buy a handful of his lures and he'll say, hey, get this lead head or try this one, and then he'll show you how to put the hook in it. That's extremely invaluable, because it's difficult for a lot of people, if you haven't seen it done the right way, to get a swim bait or any rubber lure on the lead head correctly.
How critical is that part of it?
I mean, it's huge. It's huge.
It is everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 10 times more easy to rig it wrong than actually get it right.
Yeah.
And that's all of them, for sure, the flukes. And should we try one of the nope? Okay, we don't have the phone lines.
I think that the phone lines are...
We're
connected to the fans. So our fans out there that are listening through the fan are able to hear it. Unfortunately, we are not in the studio. That's like our kicker is, you know, glad to welcome our audience back on the fan. Our only issue is... we're not able to hear when we're what's coming that way. So we unfortunately will not. The phones are working, and Kyle standing by. Kyle and George doing a great job behind the scenes, and a huge thank you to them as well as Pete for getting us up and running.
Pete had to get out of the stream and
take the waiters off. And,
exactly.
Yeah, put the phone back up. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to hear the audio of the question, but we've got a ton of great text standing by. And again, if you want to send us a text this morning, just like Corey said, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's Talk Hookup app, such an important thing too. And anything funky like this comes up, that stream is always rock solid and steady, and is your best way to listen to the show. If you missed any of the beginning because you traditionally listen on the fan and you didn't catch the beginning of the show with Dustin and Johnny, you can always catch all the archives. All the shows will always be saved and replayed on the fan there, so it's a great way to do it. And it's the only way to text in your questions today. When you do, just like Corey said, make sure you include that contact info, because today is going to be a text heavy show, and there's going to be two of those $100 gift cards going away at all three of the great shops: Dana Landing on Mission Bay, East County Bait and Tackle in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle in Lemon Grove. And when we come back, we're going to take another quick break here. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of this great information with the boys. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and now thanks to George and Kyle on 97.3 The Fan.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder. And trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having such a fun, interesting morning this morning, Rick, and just having a great time with Johnny from Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and Dustin from East, not East County Bait and Tackle, but Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle.
Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle.
You used to work
in East County for a very long time.
Yeah,
it was great.
And now managing Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. And if you want to join us this morning, we're having such a great time. And we do have the phone lines up and going. We're going to be taking calls. And that would be an 833-288-0973 telephone number. Or you can text us via the app. And a ton of texts coming through. And we're giving away two $100
crazy
gift cards.
So generous, you guys.
Right? I know. Thank you, Johnny. And Steve and Dustin. And that card will be good either at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, East County Bait and Tackle, or Dustin's shop at Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it
is. Good times.
Well, we got the phones packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Corey, why don't we fire him off this morning?
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sure love to stoke how all you guys are ready to get up in the morning and go fishing. Small stuff, big stuff, anywhere, all the time. I'm kind of wired the same way. Been doing a lot of beach fishing. Went on American Angler a week ago, caught a bunch of small ones. My friends went a couple nights ago, and they just slayed the 90 to 150s. It was real good one night, and then the next night was a blank. Then the Polaris Supreme got 81 of them. So the fishing's hot, and let's keep it rolling. And Looking forward to seeing you at Dana. What a great shop you got.
And thank you.
You guys have a great day. Thanks.
Oh, hey, cool. I appreciate that very much, buddy. That's great to hear. What if a guy is in Mike's shoes, Johnny, and he's getting ready to go this season, the big tuna is biting, what would you say ranks as some of the best deals to kind of outfit himself at the big sale coming up? Is it stock up on the fluoro that's buy two get one free? Is it the real, like, what?
I would stock up on fluoro and on jigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you got.
Am I seeing this right, Johnny? JRI, buy four get two free plus one at the JRI booth.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Because it's buy two get one, but he's given, you know, if you buy four, so if you get two buy two get one, he's going to give you a jig at the booth, and that's going to be, I believe, a yo-yo jig this
that's
year.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That's, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Exceptional.
And yep. Deals on like knife jigs and Colt snipers,
yeah,
and all the
Colt
things.
Colt snipers
that guy would use.
Or current snipers,
yeah,
excuse
sure.
me.
Not on my watch.
Yeah, and. You know, we've got all the different, you know, Saltiga, there's every kind of knife jig and, you know, Mustad, rip rollers and, you know, you name it, we've got all of them.
That's so cool.
And then hook, you know, different hook sets for them, you know, for rigging that stuff up. And, you know, you could kind of match up your setup depending on what you wanted to use. You know, if you wanted it, a lot of people are going with kind of a heavier speed jigging type rod for nighttime fishing and you know, some kind of smaller reels. We've got, you know, all that stuff. It's a good time to take the discount and get yourself into an OSHA jigger or something like that,
and
if you wanted to try that stuff.
Even that's going to be a qualify under the sale.
Yeah, and the line, you know, makes that's a decent amount of.
Oh,
cost,
trust me,
putting that combo together.
You're talking like a $50 to $75 discount on a lot of those reels that you're talking about. Maybe sometimes even greater than that. And then another $100 to $200 in line for free. I mean, you're talking a reel that you're going to be using all season that is the reel to use right now with a potential of $300 worth of savings.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
And if you pair that with a rod, you're talking about saving another $100 there. I mean, this is some, like I said, it's not a, hey, there's 5% off a one thing sale. Like, this is the biggest sale of the year for Dana Land.
Exactly.
I love it.
And for a vendor, you know, and as a customer, but from a vendor, it's so awesome. I mean, it's over at 1 o'clock. Like, come get your deal.
Yeah, 100%.
Come get your deal and have fun and have 4 or 5 hours worth, and we're out for the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not just smoking in the sun and getting burnt out on, you know, because you can usually tell at these events, once it gets a little bit, you know, around lunchtime, people start petering out. They run out of energy. You know, the energy of the crowd goes away, and it's a perfect time to pack up shop and call it a day.
You guys are pros at this sale. This is nothing new. You've done it for several years in a row. I remember it morphed from the Bay Bass thing into what it is, into its day now of being like the full, true summer. It's all-encompassing of everything you do at Dana Landing.
Yeah.
I love it. Yep. That's fun. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on. Very busy this morning. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, 833-288-0973. Had a fun text come through from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, great show already. I love it. I really enjoy I visit Steve a lot at the Lemon Grove shop and love it. Great service, great inventory. Questions for Dustin. I'm just curious, do you guys sell more in terms of freshwater tackle and saltwater tackle at Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle when it's under your watch? And then what's your personal favorite, fresh or salt?
It's kind of 50-50 when it comes to salt and fresh there. We got a little bit of both that I'd say goes out evenly from that store there. And me personally, I do a lot of largemouth bass fishing. That's what I highly enjoy and been doing for a long time. And it's something that I do a lot of freshwater fishing there on.
Has this, we talked about it with Bruce a little bit last week. Has the difficulty in water levels and launching availability, has that played into your game in a positive way, in a negative, because you can't put your favorite boat in the favorite water? Does it eliminate?
In San Diego,
you know what I'm saying? Like
down here, it's kind of been the negative due to the fact that you can't get a boat in there, and that's what I enjoy fishing out of is a vessel there. I've been going up to more of the Inland Empire area, fishing more Diamond Valley, up in that area there, but
going to lakes and still have some water.
Exactly. No, okay. It's interesting to see the Inland Empire. Those they're crushing it up there. All the lakes are completely full, and then you come down here to San Diego, and it's sad to
see. Left.
You know,
dripping dry.
Dripping dry. Right. I went to El Cap on Tuesday, and it was sad just to see how low that lake truly is.
But exceptional fishing.
Exceptional. Yes, exactly. Great fishing out there, but just sad to see how low that water is from my past experience. Fishing that lake when it was extremely high, going to the very back of the lake where the trees are, which people have never even experienced before. So
what are you launching in there then? Yourself, like what are you putting in the
at El Capitan there?
Yeah.
I was just going off the bank. I just fished off the bank and just kind of walked around to kind of see what was going on there and. Just fishing off the bank there.
Cool way to do it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, just get a few hours in real quick. And
how is Diamond Valley fishing? Are the stripers still biting in there, or how's that?
Not the big ones, like it was about a year ago or so. A lot of the smaller striper are being caught out there. But that place is just unbelievable. It's hard fishing. You don't get it given to you. That's one thing you do have to put your work in to get the reward there. But unbelievable fishing up there from largemouth and the striper fishing up there.
It can be fun, for sure.
Great, yeah, good times.
I liken it a lot to, like, ocean fishing because the vertical drop-offs and you're fishing a lot of, like, 40 to 80, even 120 feet of water.
Those big stripers bite like yellowtail.
They do.
They bite hard.
It's you're almost, like, yo-yoing fishing when they're in the deep water. I mean, they get in that 80 to 120 feet of water, like, down toward the dam. And you
like
actually
a spoon, yeah, like a yo-yo jig,
but
like
you're
XX Junior.
But you're literally getting bit on a yo-yo line.
That's so fun,
yeah, it's cool. Kind of crazy, actually.
Right. Had another fun text come through. Hey guys, I'm loving the idea of the boat rentals. My question was for Johnny: do the rentals come with fish finding electronics, and or do we need them? I've never fished I'm new to fishing Mission Bay. I love the idea of the inexpensive cost of having my own boat. Is it the type of fishery where I'm going to need electronics? What do you guys think?
I've never used electronics in Mission Bay myself, so the boats do not have electronics on it. I'm sure for someone who's good at fishing with electronics, it's probably a bonus, but I would say you absolutely do not need them for fishing in Mission Bay.
Yeah, it's a fun fishery, and the beauty is, like, you're renting the boat from the source. You know, I mean, there's always guys at the shop, yourself very much included, that can that can just point you in the right direction, the right baits, the right areas to fish. One thing about Dana Landing, you guys have always been an open book with information, helping people, whatever it takes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Mission Bay is like a man-made park, you know, so there's not a ton of, you know, you're not looking for rock piles and drop-offs and stuff. It's pretty much a kind of a flat bottom. You're just looking for weed beds and stuff, and you tend to find that by just moving, drifting.
Yeah.
Drifting around and taking a lot of casts.
Yeah, you can make big drifts over flats of eelgrass and big bays and, you know, you said it, fan casts from every direction of the boat and you're going to get bites.
Yeah, eventually you're gonna run into the fish.
And that's just an interesting fact you mentioned too, Johnny, is it being a park. It's a city park that was actually dredged, and Fiesta Island on its own is all the tailings of the dredging.
Yep.
Like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Kind of crazy.
I had no idea that.
So that was actually like a huge slew. Like,
It was all just a big mud flat, basically.
And it's the island is just everything they dug up from the bottom to
make
it. Bay. That's crap.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's cool.
And that is actually Mission Bay Water Park is the nation's largest aquatic park.
That's cool.
Yeah, man-made. Yeah. Yeah. Largest man-made aquatic park.
Yeah. There you go. Learn something new every day.
Leave it up to me.
Why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do that. How about Robert calling from Canning Country? Good morning, Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Good morning, guys. The casting couch sounds incredible. I was wondering how many people it takes. Does it have a bait tank? And what does that cost per day?
The pontoons are $200 a day.
Funny, that's such a deal.
Yeah, they do have a bait tank, and we limit them to 6 people.
That's so fun, but you can get the whole fam. That's really cool. I love it. Well, you have to give it a shot, Robert. Fun times for sure.
It brings such a chuckle to me because I can just imagine 6 of us dudes on the pontoon boat just casting and having a great time, throwing crankbaits,
totally.
Swim baits.
Yep. And I mean, you know how Mission Bay can fish too. You get into a pocket of good fishing. I mean, you can.
And it's, Rick, it's not even the pocket of good fishing. It's the drift of good fishing.
Sure.
Like it's the continual 5-10 minute drift where there would always be one guy hooked up.
Yeah. And here's the thing about spots in Mission Bay.
Yeah.
That I've found out is that when you find them, they're never there the next day.
so
when people say, like, what's biting good or where should we go? It's like, well, you can try this, but every time you think you have a pattern, it's there that day. You found that pattern that day, but the fish move around. And I don't know exactly, you know, they definitely helps if you're catching clean eelgrass, you know, like good live eelgrass, you're snagging that seems to be good zones. But I think those fish follow around clam beds and
bait
shellfish
fish.
And bait fish, and yeah, so they're you know, they are ambush predators. They sit on the bottom, but they definitely move around area to area. So.
Spotties are a badass fish.
They are, man. Yeah. Voracious.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? I mean, if they're little Cabrilla.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yep.
I mean, if they got to 10 pounds, that's exactly what they would be.
Got 10 pounds, you'd never catch them.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by our friends at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or more importantly, your private boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also a great place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches and frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Plus, you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. And the best car wash in town for just $6. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices in gas at the San Diego Sports Arena. Had another fun text come through saying, what a great show. Dustin is the man. Always a big smile on his face, even at 5 a.m. in the morning. He goes out of his way to help the fellow angler. Quick story. I went by the shop one morning looking for really small sabikis. They had plenty, but not the size I was looking for. He told me he'd order them for me, and sure enough, I get a call from Dustin saying that the shipment came in. He had all the sabikis I wanted behind the counter, sold me as many as I needed. What a great spot for us in the Mid-City. Great customer service with Dustin running the show over there, and that was from Dennis in National City.
Thank you,
nice.
Super cool.
Love to hear it, man. Nice job.
Right?
Great work, Dustin.
No, thank you. Guys.
Well, what about you, Corey? I know you had a fun text standby.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's been a lot of them coming through, and if you do want to send a text, it's only through the app, and make sure you do leave your name and telephone number because Johnny's giving away two $100 gift cards to one of the three shops, and this one comes from Nevada. Casey from Nevada says, good morning. I just bought a new boat. Can you give me some details about launching from Dana and what are the perks compared to other launch ramps? Obviously, he doesn't know.
If you've never been down there, it's in Mission Bay, it's the closest ramp to open ocean. So that's the main perk. And then the other perk is that you're right next to Dana,
right next to
the store here. Yeah. So you can get whatever you need before you go out.
You could literally pull up with your boat and trailer, alongside the launch ramp and be, I don't know, 25 feet from the front door or the back door of Dana Landing.
And if you've never launched in Mission Bay, there's no launch fees.
Lots of parking.
Yeah, lots of parking.
Just don't let the mayor know.
So you just pull in and launch your boat.
It's great.
A lot of people come by the shop and say, this is where we pay for the launch. And I'm like,
$10. $10.
It's just a free launch. They have a courtesy dock there to pull up at. They have a restroom facility. And then you're really close to the ocean.
Dana Landing. I mean, ice, food,
everything,
beverages, all of the tackle, emergency boating supplies. I forgot my sweatshirt. Everything.
Exactly.
Everything is there.
Yep.
And the ramp is wide enough to launch 10 boats at a time.
So, oh, yeah. At least.
Easily.
Yep.
Like minimal. And I don't think you realize, but to launch a boat out of like Davies or somewhere up north, minimal $20, just so you know.
Oh, minimum $20. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is there's no there's no break wall behind you when you're launching boats. So if you're launching a rig that's, you know, that's long trailer, larger than normal, you've got nothing in your way. You know, Shelter Island has expanded newly and it's much better now, but even still, you know, in the old days, you slid a boat off that trailer that was any more than 28, 30 feet. Like you're touching the rocks when the thing comes off the trailer.
True.
Dana Landing is wide, it's open, it's calm. Yep. It doesn't have bad wind issues. It's just, it's the spot,
man. It's real simple. It is really simple that there is no, and, you know, people are coming from out of town. There's no washdown. So I think a lot of ramps, different parts of the state have a freshwater washdown when you get out. That is not available anywhere in San Diego that I'm aware of.
Nowhere. No.
So just keep that in mind when you're coming down here.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
No doubt about it.
We're having such a fun morning, and we're going to be right back. You've been listening to us not only on The Fan and YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app, but when we do come back, we'll get you on the app, YouTube, Facebook Live. We're having so much fun with Johnny and Dustin. We're going to be right back.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water. And that's exactly what Towboat US San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat US San Diego is ready to respond when you need them. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat US membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat US San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat US San Diego, your friend on the water.